joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener James Matthews of Little Rock, Arkansas. I said, think of a common seven-letter word. Drop its second letter, and you'll get a six-letter word that does not rhyme with the first. Alternatively, you can drop the third letter from the seven-letter word to get a six-letter word that doesn't rhyme with either of the first two. And then you could drop both the second and third letters from the seven-letter word to get a five-letter word that doesn't rhyme with any of the others. What words are these? And the answer is through, making though, trough, and tough, which just proves that English is a very weird language.
Indeed. So last week we posted the challenge online like we always do, but Will, there was a problem.
Yes, and I hear the answer was posted on NPR's website along with the puzzle.
It was only up for an hour or so, and then it was taken down when we were alerted by many of our avid listeners. So thank you for that.
And fortunately, I think NPR listeners are honest people, and people wouldn't send in an answer that they hadn't gotten legitimately.
That's right. We received over 1,000 responses, and our winner this week is Jeffrey Main of San Diego, California. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I have to ask, did you see the answer online when it was posted?
Oh, I did not. I would not have been awake at that hour.
Fair enough.
I like that.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jeffrey. Every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase or title in which the first and last words are the same. I'll give you the middle word and a clue if necessary. You tell me the phrase. For example, if I gave you after with a clue repeatedly, you would say time after time.
I understand.
Number one is things, and your clue is a phrase suggesting priority.
That would be probably something around first things first.
First things first is right. Number two is eat, and your clue is cutthroat.
Dog eat dog.
Right. Sweet. And if you get any of these answers before the clues, feel free to jump right in. Sweet. And what you say after returning from a long trip?
Home, sweet home.
Uh-huh. Against. Not give up despite impossible odds.
Let's see. It's coming to me. I'm having a hard time with this one. It's not coming to me.
Okay. It's a four-letter word. Starts with H.
Hope against hope.
Hope against hope is it. Means, M-E-A-N-S, an emphatic refusal.
No means no.
That's it. Versus, V-E-R-S-U-S. And your clue is a classic feature in Mad Magazine.
Oh, spy versus spy.
Right. And there's also Kramer versus Kramer. Baby. And your clue is catchphrase said by Sarah Palin at the 2008 Republican National Convention.
Drill, baby, drill.
That's it. Thousand, the number of Arabian Nights.
Oh, 1001.
That's it. Here's a tougher one, Glorious. And your clue is a song from Oliver with the lyric
food,
just
glorious food.
Oh, listen to that. You didn't even need the lyric. Bloody, 1971 film.
Bloody Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Nice. And your last one is not, N-O-T. It's a faux apology.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Good job.
You did a great job. That was a fun one. Did you like it?
Thank you. Yes, I did very much. Thanks, Lulu.
Oh, you did great. You really did. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jeffrey, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to KPBS in San Diego, California.
Awesome. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from listener Dominic Telvacchio of Chicago. Think of a word that can go before table to make a familiar phrase. Move the last letter to the front, and you'll have a word that can go after table to make another familiar phrase. What phrases are these? So again, a word that can go before table to make a familiar phrase. Move the last letter to the front, and you get a new word that can go after table to make a familiar phrase. What phrases are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.